Introduction. I need help with marketing is by far the most frequent message we've received from authors since we started Readzy in 2014. While the growth of ebooks, print-on-demand, and digital publishing platforms made it easier than ever to publish a book, it also created a publishing landscape where visibility quickly became the main struggle for independent authors and traditional publishers alike. Consistently, more books are published in the current year than in the one before. And while reader surveys seem to indicate that the English language reader market is still growing, the demand, the readers, is undoubtedly growing at a much slower rate than the supply, the books. This negative perspective needs nuance though. First, the vast majority of new books published every year never even sell a few copies. They're published as a hobby, meant for friends and family, and don't receive proper editing, cover design, and of course, marketing. This still leaves hundreds of thousands of professional books to compete for attention and sales on online retailers, in libraries and physical stores, in press articles, on social media and blogs, and so on. And that's where marketing comes in. Whether you're self-publishing or have a deal with a traditional publisher, the responsibility for marketing your book falls mainly on you. Marketing, just like writing or editing, is a skill, and it is one you cannot afford not to learn. That is, if you hope to have any success at selling some copies. In the past 5 years at Readzy, we've helped tens of thousands of authors get their books out there. Many have grown to become full-time authors and make a living off their writing. I have personally consulted and worked hand-in-hand with hundreds of them, helping them build marketing plans, run online ads, grow their mailing lists, and develop new income streams from their writing. This book is the result of all these years of teaching and working on marketing with authors across all genres. It compiles all the information you need to get your book in front of readers, and then get those readers to buy it. It is also the result of a weekly book marketing newsletter I've sent to Readzy subscribers for the past few years, offering them exclusive information, tips, and trends, many of which I've included in this book. The newsletter has grown hugely in popularity over the years and now has more than 100,000 readers every week. If you're not signed up for it, you can do so at rdsy.me/newsletter. Of course, these newsletters have all been reworked, updated, and edited to turn this book into more than a simple collection of marketing articles. Who is this book for? This book is for anyone who has published or plans to publish a book and wants that book to reach as many readers as possible. That said, the authors who will find it most useful are those who want to sell more than a few copies and are looking to make a proper living off their writing. If you're not particularly interested in sales or in building a career as a full-time author, then you won't find much use here. That said, if you picked up this book and committed to reading it, I'm pretty sure you do care about sales and readers. You won't need any previous marketing background to navigate these chapters, because I define each concept in depth and give specific examples. Of course, it's impossible to cover everything about book marketing in one book, so in several chapters one point to additional resources where you can learn more about a particular channel. What will you learn? There are hundreds of different tactics and strategies you can try to let readers know about your book and get them to buy it. Knowing them all is nice, but it won't do much for you. Instead, you need to find which ones will work for you. So rather than take you through everything you could do to market your titles, this book guides you through a step-by-step framework to find the strategies that work for you and your book, and start marketing more efficiently. Parts 1 and 2 focus on this framework, as well as on the mindset you need to adopt to make a living as an author. A lot of this advice isn't purely marketing-related and instead touches on writing craft, but that's because marketing starts well before you even write a book. Parts 3, 4, and 5 touch on your book's appearance on online retailers, think Amazon, Apple Books, etc. There's no point in figuring out strategies to bring readers to these retailer pages until they're well optimized. Part 6 covers the main marketing element you'll use to connect with your readers, a mailing list. Part 7 and 8 dive into the two main marketing channels you can test to get readers to find your book, price promotions and advertising. Finally, Part 9 looks at additional marketing opportunities beyond the book, like box sets, audio, translations, and so on. Without further ado, let's get started.